This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we come to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, in the heat of the moment, the last 2.5 hours of live coverage of the Comey hearings with David Knight and the rest of the crew, I was angry. I was focused. I was like a piranha running around trying to collate all the data. Our great writers and crew get the stories up on Infowars.com. It's amazing to see us leading the coverage, talking about how, boom, he just perjured himself. Hour later, mainstream news. Boom. He just admitted he's the leaker. Boom, mainstream news an hour later. It really shows how we are the new dominant news. Let's put drudgereport.com up. You know what? I want to do that in the next segment. I want to just show some of the coverage and headlines there. Gavin McGinnis is going to be joining us. We're going to be playing clips while he's on of some of the highlights of this hearing that they thought was going to be the Waterloo of Donald John Trump and the American people and our populist movement. And so many folks ask me, they say, Alex, used to be so anti-government, so upset because it was been seized by the New World Order. I was never anti-government. I want limited constitutional government to protect my rights and my way of life. I love America. And the globalists are getting their butts kicked out of our government. And they're dug in like a bunch of ticks on the hind end of an old hound dog. But they're getting their butts pulled out there. This is a big time to be alive. And you know what? It's a dangerous time to be alive. And it's like I told globalist Megyn Kelly, we're going to break your New World Order. She said, me? I said, you represent it. You represent the establishment. Don't act like you don't. And you're going to be defeated. It doesn't mean I'm not going to be destroyed, sweetheart. This isn't about me getting out of here. It's about you getting beat. You understand that? It's about David Rockefeller getting beat. About Zbigniew Brzezinski getting beat. Long after they're dead, which they are now. It's about their New World Order failing, humanity succeeding, and those greedy, nasty robber barons being in the ash heap of history. And already globalism's out in the open. The Federal Reserve's out in the open. The anti-family agenda's out in the open. You want to have your agendas, take over our lives, run us into the dirt, and we just sit here on the sidelines. That's not happening. You're going to fail. Let's go to this clip of Loretta Lynch influence. This is big.
Probably the only other consideration that I guess I can talk about in an open setting is that at one point the Attorney General had directed me not to call it an investigation, but instead to call it a matter, which confused me and concerned me. But that was one of the bricks in the load that led me to conclude I have to step away from the department if we're to close this case credibly.
You know, James Comey is what I talk about. But I talk about how the globalists are all cowards. They have all these interlocking boards and systems where no one ever really knows who gave the order. Nobody ever knows who, you know, approves the drug for hemophiliacs they know is going to kill most of them. Or nobody knows who gave the order to inject the black people with syphilis at Tuskegee. Or nobody ever knows who gave the order to do this or that. It's just kind of in a consortium, and you have consultants that come and certify it, and you have auditors, and everything just kind of gets swept under the rug, and nobody knows who did the TPP. Nobody knows who tried to ratify it in secret. Nobody knows how the euro got control of Europe and is unelected and where it came from, and because they denied it existed until like 2000. It was a conspiracy theory previous to that. I hear back in the 70s, folks over at my parents' house going, they're going to have a European Union and then an Asian Union and then an American Union. It's going to merge, and they're going to have a global tax, and they're going to track everything you do with the big supercomputers in Brussels, Belgium. I'm sitting there like 5 years old hearing this, and then here I am 40 years later. It all happened, didn't it? I remember sitting there as a child, and I just grew up thinking everybody knew that stuff. And by the way, it wasn't like quacks or kooks that were over at my parents' house. It'd be like heads of major churches and FBI agents and cops and military people. And I'm just sitting there as a kid hearing this stuff and missionaries, you know, coming to the house and talking about it. We're going to beat the New World Order. And it's just crazy. And just thank God for all those people. Because, man, they got attacked and called loons back then. But because of them, 40 years later, we got Donald Trump, we got Nigel Farage, we got nationalist movements, and we've got victory.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know I don't put a pretty face on things unless it's a pretty face. And Comey just self-destructed in front of the world. Comey just melted down, and the media is trying to change the subject to Marco Rubio's hair, or, oh, the Russian investigation goes on, this adds weight to it. He said that he's the leaker, and that the New York Times and others got it wrong, what was even in the memo. So he commits a crime, because he didn't bring it to his superiors, he's deeply troubled, he admits that, he doesn't bring it to him, he testifies on May 3rd, 2 months later, after the meeting, that no one's tried to influence him. Senator Burr asked him again, did Trump try to ever influence you? He said, no, he didn't do that. He didn't try to order me. It's unbelievable. Their entire case, again, completely and totally implodes. Then they add all these cherries on top where he says, I'm cowardly. I hid out. He goes on to say that the New York Times Russia collusion story was wrong in the main. That's a quote. He goes on to say Loretta Lynch ordered him to not call an investigation of the email server of Hillary Clinton. And then he kills the investigation. And when it comes out, she's colluding with Clinton. He then reopens it for a couple of days to look strong and then admits that's why he did that. So we have him passing classified info to his friends. We have him admitting that he was never ordered by Trump to stop. It's amazing. I'm going to play all these clips. It's coming up. Live coverage right now on this Thursday edition. But, wow, I am really surprised Comey went and even testified because he looked weak. He contradicted himself. He floundered. And he then had to confirm everything Trump said. He was never under investigation. And he never told him, drop the investigation. He said, gee, I hope you can see it clear to do this. Now, Gavin McGinnis is the founder of Vice News, everybody knows. He's syndicated radio and TV host, English-born writer and comedian. And, of course, CompoundMedia.com, Twitter, @Gavin_McGinnis. We really appreciate him joining us to talk about all the things that are going on. I haven't talked to him previous to him coming on. We just get him on every few weeks. He's gracious enough to come on. But obviously, I want to get his take on did he watch the hearings and what does he think of the hearings and does he agree with me on what just happened? I don't know how the media, how the horror media, how the dinosaur media puts Humpty Dumpty back together again, because this to me was a bloodbath. Even though they were trying to prop him up, they ended up ending it about 20 minutes early and looked like, you know, rats running out of an aqueduct. Gavin McGinnis, what do you think?
I think it's amazing how the left keeps putting all their eggs into one basket, and then that basket turns out to have a hole in the bottom, and instead of going, uh-oh, I guess I'm wrong, they just move their eggs to the next basket. Like, they pin all their hopes on some giant myth, and then when it doesn't work out, they never scratch their head like a scientist would and go, maybe I'm wrong on this crusade. They just keep going, all right, well, let's put them all over here now. And they're unflappable. Like, it's sort of like, you know, these cults where they say the world is going to end on August 12, 2016, and then it doesn't end, and you go, well, that's the end of that cult. No, they just move the date up. So I don't think they're going to be that thwarted by all this evidence that the James Comey smoking gun isn't the James Comey smoking gun they wanted it to be.
I agree with you, and they are a cult, and sociologists are now admitting that worldwide. Socialist collectivists, they see North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, everywhere else, Europe creates a nightmare. And then they just double down on more Islamists coming in, and oh, the answer is have feminists wear hijabs. We were joking just 6 months ago that feminists were starting to get into Islam. Now USA Today says that's the new thing to do if you're a feminist. And I mean, aren't they in danger, though, of becoming so insane in their own cult that it drives more moderate people back to reality?
Yeah, well, you know what the funny thing about it is? What they end up doing is pushing people to the right just out of spite. And another thing they're doing is politicizing people who normally wouldn't be political. So they're screaming about Nazis and Comey and Trump and Russia. And eventually people start going, I'm going to check to see what you're screaming about. Oh, you're wrong. So they're accidentally creating an army against them. They are so annoying that they are getting people involved in politics. So it ends up being great for us.
Well, when I was first telling people at the inauguration that I saw thousands of women having hijabs handed out to them, American flag hijabs, I said live on air, people couldn't believe it, even though they were seeing it. And then I went on radio the next day when I got back to Austin on Sunday, and listeners didn't believe it. And then I pulled up news articles where it admitted that George Soros spent 200 and something million just on those marches nationwide, and that it was actually an Islamic group running it nationwide with this lady we all know about that says mutilate women's genitals and jihad is good, running the women's marches. I mean, in what fruitcake fantasy land are the major feminist marches run by women in hijabs?
It's even crazier than that. She advocates for Sharia law. She's wearing a hijab. That means that she's pro-life. By definition, you can't wear that and be pro-choice. Yet, pro-life women were banned from coming on the march. They also have this black woman there, I forget her name, Donna Hilton or something. She murdered a gay man by sodomizing him to death. She's up there talking in front of LGBT people. And you watch this and you go, you know what this is? This is a microcosm of what society would be like if I handed you the keys to the city. And it would be a complete catastrophe.
Oh, that's another great point. I forgot at the same march up there on D.C., it was like the Legion of Doom. This woman wants Sharia law and sexual mutilation. This woman raped a man to death with a broomstick and beat him to death and was convicted. And I remember reading that. I'm like, what? And it's all these gay people going, yay, we love you. Oh, it's so wonderful. Kill Donald Trump. Ah!
It's fascinating because they call you and me Nazis, and we go, no, we're not. And they go, you're homophobic, you're a fascist, you want women to be second-class citizens. And you go, not only are you wrong about that accusation, but everything you just said applies to the two women sitting right next to you that are running your movement. I have to take control here. We need the patriarchy because it's better for you. The left is less oppressed if we don't let them run the show, because they are saboteurs.
Why do they run, and then we'll get back to the hearings with Gavin McGinnis joining us here. Why do they run, though, to the most oppressive, weird thing? I guess just like toddlers throwing a fit, you know, riding on the wall with their own crap?
It's the most violent. I remember, I think it was in World War II, we found this crazy tribe of little midgets in India who were particularly sadistic, and they were incredible fighters. And they didn't really have an allegiance to Britain, but Britain used them. I forget the name of them. They've got a funny little name, and they're like 5 feet tall, and they were incredible warriors. And we used them to colonize India and all over the world. It was a very effective team. In fact, they're fighting for veterans' rights now as Brits. But anyway, the reason that Britain chose them is because they're just ruthless. And I think the left is choosing radical Islam, not because they agree with them philosophically, but because they're very effective, violent human beings. They are great henchmen because they have no morals and are happy to stab a woman. We just saw what they do to children in Manchester. So the left is so amoral, immoral. They're so sadistic that they go, I know we don't trust these guys, but let's just use them anyway to blow up the world, because that's all we want is sabotage.
Well said. Gavin McGinnis is our guest for Balance the Hour. We're going to open the phones up here in about 20 minutes. But I want to play some more of these clips for everybody. Let's play this one because there's so many here. Comey says that he was weak, cowardly, and afraid to speak his mind. So his excuse for not going to the Justice Department when he thought something had been done wrong was to write a memo and then leak it to the press, but then admit that the president didn't do anything illegal and didn't order him to. So what's happening here is I'm a Democrat appointee. I'm an operative. I've been caught. The Republicans are in power. I'm scared. Just leave me alone. I'm a possum. I'm playing dead. But the truth is he didn't play dead. He went and made up this memo, then perjured himself to Congress 2 months ago, saying nobody tried to influence him. And now on the hot seat again, he's saying no one did order him. So here's the clip of Comey saying he's a yellow belly.
April 11th, did he ask you more ever about the Russia investigation? Did he ask you any questions?
We never spoke again after April 11th.
You told the president I would see what we could do. What did you mean?
That was kind of a slightly cowardly way of trying to avoid telling him we're not going to do that, that I would see what we could do. It was a way of kind of getting off the phone, frankly, and then I turned and handed it to the acting Deputy Attorney General, Mr. Bente.
So, again, what do you think Comey's really trying to do? I mean, I know he was at this big corrupt bank with the Clintons and all tied into the Russians, and so is Hillary, so is the Podestas, so is Maxine Waters. I mean, I think they created the Russian narrative. In fact, I've been told this by higher ups, you know, that are smarter than I am in this world with the amount of information they have, that's what's happening, that they're really basically on the communist Chinese payroll and the Russians payroll. But Gavin McGinnis, what do you think's happening here? I mean, maybe your pay grade's higher than mine. Maybe you know what's going on.
No, you're way smarter than me. I can't figure this out, but I do know that Trump was ridiculed for having a bad feeling about Comey. He must be wrong. Trump's always wrong. Then we find out that everything that Trump said was true. How many times has this happened, by the way, where Trump looks paranoid and he's got a hunch and we say, that's insane. And it turns out everything Trump predicted was true. Now, I don't think this guy is a wizard. I don't think he's Gandalf. I think what he does is he's smart enough to employ people who do great research for him and say, hey, Don, Comey's bad news. And he goes, yeah, I was getting that bus.
That's right. Gavin McGinnis, stay there. Well, I know Trump loves you. I know he loves me. And he also goes with his gut. And he is kind of like Gandalf. Come on, let's admit it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry.
Well, you nailed this down on page 5, paragraph 3. You put this in quotes. Words matter. You wrote down the words so we can all have the words in front of us now. There's 28 words there that are in quotes, and it says, quote, I hope, this is the president speaking, I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. He is a good guy. I hope you can let this go. Now, those are his exact words. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you wrote them here and you put them in quotes?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for that. He did not direct you to let it go.
Not in his words, no.
He did not order you.
Not in his words.
Again, those words are not an order.
No. He said, I hope. Now, like me, you probably did hundreds of cases, maybe thousands of cases, charging people with criminal offenses. And, of course, you have knowledge of the thousands of cases out there that where people have been charged. Do you know of any case where a person has been charged for obstruction of justice, or for that matter, any other criminal offense, where this they said or thought they hoped for an outcome?
I don't know well enough to answer. And the reason I keep saying his words is I took it as a direction.
Right.
I mean, this is the President of the United States with me alone saying, I hope this. I took it as this is what he wants me to do. Now, I didn't obey that, but that's the way I took it.
You may have taken this as a direction, but that's not what he said.
Correct.
He said, I hope.
Those are exact words. Okay. Correct.
You don't know of anyone that's ever been charged for hoping something. Is that a fair statement?
I don't as I sit here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, that's Senator Risch from Idaho, who did a great job. We're going to go back to Gavin McInnes here in the short segment, long segment coming up. But, ladies and gentlemen, you just saw two big things there. I'll ask Gavin if he agrees with me and what else he sees. And we're going to ask you when we open the phones up what you saw. But he commits perjury there because he said in a May 3rd congressional testimony that we played earlier, we're going to play in the next segment, that no one ever tried to influence anybody on his Russia investigation or anything else concerning. But 2 months before, he writes a memo saying he thinks the president did try to influence him. But now he says, but not in words. So you talk about this guy is a bigger weasel than Bill Clinton. This is so incredible. But here he is, though, letting the memo go out to his friend, letting them misrepresent what's in it, and saying he was ordered, though he wasn't ordered. But then, like a weasel to hurt Trump, he says, though he still felt like it, because he knows there's perjury. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so proud of InfoWars. We pointed this out. We got attacked everywhere. They called it fake news when we played the clip. Next level. Gavin McInnes, what do you make of this?
You know, I think what's really going on here is America isn't used to a real deal dude as president. They're not used to this level of transparency where he says, you know what, you want to investigate me? Go nuts. Let's go. Russian collusion, whatever you want. Let's do it. You can see everything. And they go, well, something must be up here. And then we get the guy in a courtroom. We say, what happened? He said, he hoped that I wouldn't pursue this, but he didn't tell me not to. And that's why they can't find any smoking guns, because they just assume that if they're allowed this kind of freedom, there must be something terrible going on. Because we're used to Obama sending Susan Rice to talk shows to lie. We're used to Clinton's legacy of lies. We're not used to a guy saying, go ahead. Go ahead and do it. I don't want you to.
And that was in evidence. His own surrogates go, no, it's not a travel ban. He goes, yeah, it is a travel ban. Or they go, oh, no, he's not mad at Comey about Russia. And he goes, no, actually, I am. He's totally insane. It's pure crap. And they go, oh, my gosh, you did fire him for Russia being an agent. He's going, no, he's crazy. That's why he's fired.
We're used to Kissinger just making problems go away in the dead of the night. We're not used to the guy that was elected on the basis of, I'm a real American, I'll do it right. And then he starts doing it right, and we go, well, something must be up here. But no, that's why every time you lift up a rock, you don't find the vermin you expect to find. Because Trump is doing exactly what he said he would do. He's being an honest American citizen.
He's the only president. He's the only president in 100 years that hasn't had lobbyists. He's the only one that ever got rid of them all.
Yeah, and it's telling, too, that we think that hope is something that you can be arrested for and you can go to jail for hope. We're not allowed to wonder. Remember Clive and Bundy said, I wonder if these guys would have been better off during slavery. He was wrong, but he was pilloried for wondering that. We keep getting people losing their careers for asking a question, and Trump implies, he goes, geez, I hope you would drop this. But no, that's got to be a criminal offense because we are so desperate to make him into Hitler, that there must be some sort of dictatorship going on. And I don't think we can convince these people otherwise. I think we should
get
up.
Well, sure. I mean, a judge isn't obstructing justice if you get up and say, I hope, Your Honor, you let me have the speeding ticket. And this is the president, too. Alan Dershowitz says he could go even further under executive power. Maybe. It's arguable. But undoubtedly, you can say, hey, this guy's a great guy. You agree? Yeah, he's a great guy. But why don't we leave him alone? Give me a break. There's no real evidence. And Comey has admitted all that.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right now,
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a smorgasbord of clips coming up through this hour and the next. David Knight, who covered in his own live feed that we did this morning, the Comey implosion, will be joining us later in the next hour as well. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. One thing listeners that have listened a long time know, I don't come in here and get excited and tell you we're having a victory if we're not having one. And, of course, you can see it for yourself. But I'm really excited here. This was spectacular. The problem is most people don't have time to sit there and watch the 3-hour testimony or 2.5-hour testimony. They ended a little bit early. And so I'm looking at CNN. I'm looking at MSNBC. I'm looking at the New York Times. I'm seeing something different from what I actually saw. But that's why these people are losing their readers and viewers. He admitted to Comey. I mean, this is just insane. We're going to go into all of Gavin McGinnis and then take a few of your phone calls in the balance of the next 25 minutes. Before I go any further, it is so important in the information war that the truth get out. We have the clips on InfoWars.com excised out with Comey perjuring himself, with Comey admitting he's the leaker, with just incredible information up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And you know this went on. You were watching. You were listening. Maybe you're off today. Maybe it was your lunch hour. You've got to go to Infowars.com or our Facebook or our Twitter and retweet or get it out on Facebook and grab these articles where he is caught. We have the different testimonies saying totally different things. We have him admitting that he did the leaking, that he released the memo, and that the news is twisting what was in the memo, and that Trump never ordered him to do anything. The media's all got more egg on its face lying about this. But what did Gruber say? Gruber said on Obamacare, I love the fact you have no memory. I love the fact that you're so stupid. I love the fact we can screw you over. Let Comey, let Hillary, let Obama, let Gruber, let Michael Moore, let all the George Soros usual suspects know we have memories. We know what you did, and we're going to take the clips of his perjury, and we're going to take the clips of him now having to admit he did the leaking, and we're going to subpoena the journalist he gave the memo to, and we're going to get it all, and we're going to expose the leaking, because he admits nothing criminal happened in the memo, but he leaked a national security conversation with the president to the press to let the press for a month and a half put lies out to undermine him. I'm going to ask Gavin McGinnis of TheRebel.media and, of course, CompoundMedia.com and Twitter, Gavin underscore McGinnis, what he thinks should be done, because, listen, we can get caught up laughing at these people and how ridiculous they are and how out of their minds they are. But you know what? They still run the universities. They still run the media, and they're still out to get us, and they block Trump. He keeps bitching about it. He should. The State Department, everybody else, oh, we're bringing in record refugees, and all the courts are blocking you. So, and then his own agencies are following the courts when they should be following what he says under the Constitution. This is completely out of control. I mean, the courts were saying, you know, let the air traffic controllers have raises. Reagan fired their butts. So we'll talk about that with Gavin McGinnis and take your phone calls in a moment and play some more of these clips just briefly. Spread the articles. Support the new media that's exploding, because we've got to get even bigger because they're trying to shut us down. And financially, I thought everybody loves iodine. Everybody loves colloidal silver. Mix it with tea tree oil. Mix it with a bunch of other great things like peppermint, organic. They're the biggest manufacturer of organic stuff in the country. Same folks that makes Tom's of Maine. And put it out. And my dad's, you know, a retiring oral surgeon and dentist. He still has his license. He developed it. It's a bestseller. Sold out for a couple months. It's back in a new, even better space-age tube. Buy it. Support the broadcast. Clean your teeth. Save your teeth while you save the world from the globalists. Infowarsstore.com. Go there. And we have the new BioTrue Strongest Purest Selenium for $15. Similar stuff's like $50. BioTrue Selenium. Infowarslife.com. 25% off. 700 plus reviews, 4.8 stars on third party sites, super male vitality. We have Embrix Essentials, the great, high quality organic line of personal care products, like high quality organic, non nano zinc, oxide based sunscreen. Save your skin while you save the country and the planet from the globalists, while you fund the information war as we viciously attack the globalists. You can get those, absolutely. And of course, we just started selling them, so there's no real reviews on it. Our enemies, every time we have a new product, go to the power reviews, do some fake reviews, to drive it down to 3 stars. And once people actually get it, they all go vote on the products, and it gets, you know, 4.8 stars, the highest that power reviews and others have ever seen. This just came out a few weeks ago, and those are fake reviews that come through. Everything else has the average of over 50,000 reviews on the site is 4.8 at power reviews. They've never seen anything like it, but you can see it has 3 stars there because people are jerks, and they go do that before real folks have done their reviews. There's 2 reviews there. But you've got the big pack, 25% off when you get them auto ship, 20% off retail. It's one of the top 3 organic brands in the country, private labeled by us. That's why you recognize the bottle. Everybody's pretty much seen this. My daughter this morning says, I've seen this before, Dad. And I go, yeah, we use it. The brand name is this at Whole Foods, but the owner's a fan and lets us put it out 20% less directly to people. This is such a big deal because they've got a line of over 40 products. This is the first 6. It's made in the USA, cruelty-free, all-natural, gluten-free, certified organic, SLS-free, chemical-free. It's the best out there at the price that's just unbelievable. Infowarsstore.com. Okay, I'm done plugging. But we do need your support now more than ever, ladies and gentlemen. Going back to Gavin McGinnis. Gavin, I've been asking some of the questions here. Before we play some more clips and go to calls, what else is on your radar? What do you want to talk about? And really, where do you think the the ball is in the fight for freedom with real liberalism, real constitutionalism, pro-human renaissance versus the cancer that's modern liberalism.
Well, I have some great news. And the great news is that truth is on our side and lies run sprints. And I'm still going to fight all of these people. But Comey is a great example of give him enough rope. And this guy is hanging himself, and the left is cannibalizing each other. What are the, look at the three things that have come out today. One, he's conceded that he's a coward. Two, he's conceded that he was leaking. Three, he's conceded that Trump never told him to stop. He just said he'd hope he would stop. And now we have CNN calling the New York Times fake news. So the left demanded we do this. They want to see what's going on with Comey. We said, okay, you want it? You want scrutiny? You want meritocracy? You want justice? Here. And we just see nothing but filth. And this is just happening right now with that guy. You know, Kurt Eichenwald? He's a MSNBC guy.
Yes.
So a long time ago, he was getting in an argument with someone on Twitter, and they sent a GIF of, and then I think he lied, but he said he had a seizure from the GIF and prosecuted the guy. And you see that, and you go, I wish I could get justice. I know he's lying. I feel it in my bones. I wish I could, there was some sort of retribution. And you go, just give him enough rope. And then today we catch him. He tweets out a picture of hentai porn on his computer. He didn't realize it was in the top tabs. And here we see he's looking at anime tentacle porn or something.
Now, let me be clear. I got sent this at like 6 a.m. this morning by one of my friends. And I've got to be honest. I didn't want to search it because I don't even know what it is to show my ignorance. Do we know what it's supposedly like associated with underage stuff, but it's also like monsters raping babies or something?
In monsters raping young girls. I mean, I know of this mostly through Kurt's defense. Sorry. He sits. I just saw hentai this morning, and then they go, Kurt is now defending himself going, no, look. My children didn't believe me that tentacle porn is a thing. So my wife and I, what? My wife and I got on the computer to show them that it does exist. Nice defense, by the way.
Sure. Well, I, without even surfing porn sites, but if you go to more, you know, racy sites to get news and info, they'll have pop-up where it'll show, like, anime, you know, girls kissing or something, and then, like, a big goblin jumps into the screen and starts, you know, trying to have sex with them. Is that what this is?
Yes. It's strange rape porn. I don't know. The Japanese are sort of like a canary in a coal mine of our culture, and they've become so gender segregated that I don't think men even speak to women anymore. So they're off at some crazy porn tangent that's 9 million years into the future. I hope we never get there. But they are enjoying this kind of filth, and a lot of sad perverts, I think, in the West are into it too. But the point of all this is we were mad at Kurt for what we thought was lying, what we assume is lying. And he just hanged himself. So this just happened with Comey. This just keeps happening again and again with the left. They demand something. They demand meritocracy. They demand justice. And we end up learning how low on justice and low on merit everything about them is.
Sure. And now that I think of it, I have had it pop up on my phone, too. I guess it was from Japan. It had text on it. About a year ago, it was Xenomorph from like the movie Alien raping children and then ripping them in half. And so I think
that's
what this is. It's like basically it's snuff film porn.
Yeah.
But it's not real. It's like simulated.
Are you remotely surprised? You know, I had the New York Times interview me recently, and they did a hit piece. We have a group called the Proud Boys, a multiracial group that has plenty of gays, Jews, blacks, whatever. We're just Western chauvinists. And we were started to create self-defense because I was getting pepper sprayed when I went to talks, and Lauren Southern was getting attacked, and Ann Coulter was having bricks thrown at her and getting banned. So we said, we'll protect everyone. We'll protect Shapiro, Crowder, you, everyone. And we won't start fights, but we'll finish them. And the New York Times doesn't like that. And so this journalist did this hit piece and said we're a white pride group, blah, blah, blah.
Well, now you're criticizing, you know, animations of demons murdering small children. I mean, and raping them to death. How dare you be? So you're now a child porn phobe?
Yes, I'm a proud pedophobe. But the interesting thing about this guy is they sit and they have beers with you, these journalists, and they try to, you know, be your friend, and they can't hold their liquor. And so this guy was drinking, and he confessed that his wife, Alan Foyer is his name, New York Times writer. He confessed that his wife and their feminist dogma became such a burden that she gave up on kids. She became a workaholic. Her hair started falling out. Their marriage fell apart. And then he starts dating a teenager, this guy. He's dating, I think they've broken up now, but he leaves his wife for a 19-year-old. And I'm just looking at him and I'm thinking, you guys are Ratso Rizzo from Midnight Cowboy. You guys are slimy, insidious, assiduous parasites that would throw away everything.
I was about to say, the older and more manly you get, the more you are looking for, you know, the real meat on the bone, supercharged woman. But not leftists. They want, you know, 20, 30, 40 years younger than them so they can dominate and control and feel intellectual. They're slime. They're creeps.
All these betas, they screw their interns. They're incurious. They're immoral. They're not good people. Like every time you read an article, right, that says Nazi or something, take the name and go look up that person. And you'll find someone without kids. You'll find someone who's unmarried. You'll find a woman whose ovaries have dried up. And you realize you didn't choose journalism because you're curious. You chose journalism for revenge. You are mad that your liberal dogma painted you into a corner of loneliness and being a dog mom, and you want to punish us.
Oh, yeah, that's something Megyn Kelly was asking me, and they always ask me this, and John Ronson was texting me asking, like, you must not have had friends. You must be angry at the world. It's why, and I said, no, you're projecting. I mean, I'm not bragging, but when I was in Dallas, I was the most popular person in the school, okay? When I moved down to Austin, I hung out with the most popular people, had the greatest time. My whole life's been nothing but total success. I've got 4 children. I'm super successful. I'm changing the world. And you look at my ancestors, it's basically all the same. Founding Texas, founding America, creating the stock exchange, dominating, doing everything. I mean, thank God for my genetics. But these people always think that I'm doing this because I'm not going to be overrun and controlled by a bunch of twisted filth.
Hey, if you want to know who's corrupt, see who you can't criticize. We're open to debate. You have a problem with me? I'd love to discuss it. You have a problem with my beliefs? I'd love to hash them out. I think that we always do well because we're totally open and brave enough to confront everyone about everything. But they are communists, so they have to hide behind propaganda, hide behind fear, hide behind, it's not free speech, it's hate speech. We can't do this. We can't do that. You know, I've been talking to millennials a lot because they come to my show, and the guys who wear MAGA hats will say, inevitably, I'll meet a girl and she'll say, oh, you like Trump, screw you. And then I'll get a call the next day saying, I can't stop thinking about you. And I think the moral of the story here is liberals and especially feminists don't want the utopia that they pretend they want. They know it's a dystopia. And ultimately, they want to be disciplined. They want someone who is confident and happy to hash it out. Because the first part of that is happy.
And by the way, I'm not trying to get here and brag and say I was the coolest guy in high school. I just thought back. Then I wanted to get out of high school. I thought it was boring and stupid, and my friends were in college because I thought the girls were better looking and the parties were better. It's not like I was trying to be cool, but I'm not bragging. It's just that I've got to let them know. I've always been successful. I've always been the alpha. I've always been winning. That's why I recognize Trump. He recognizes that. We want the Renaissance again. That's what the West is about, not wanting to beat everybody else so you can be better than them, but so we all just are awesome and all come together and absolutely have competition and go to the stars.
Hey, we tried Revenge of the Nerds. We stopped wedging these guys for 8 years. It didn't go well. I think, and I did this in high school, actually. We started our own thing, a bunch of punk rockers, and this nerd who no one liked, we thought, you come into our gang. We want to piss off the jocks. We want to think outside the box. And he drank his guts. He drank drank a whole bottle of vodka. I remember him screaming, Tammy Conkle, I love you. And then projectile vomiting. And I realized we've made a mistake here. We empowered someone who deserves a wedgie. And that's what all of journalism is today. It's bitter, angry nerds who should be hanging from a basketball hoop by the waistband of their underwear.
Well, and I think that's oversimplification, but it's definitely true that you get big groups of nerds together, whether they're yuppie nerds or trendy nerds. I mean, I think of a nerd, too, as a guy trying to be perfectly waspish and acting like he's somebody he isn't. You know, or a guy in a cowboy hat who's never been on a horse. You know, there's all these different forms of fakes and nerds that aren't real people. I mean, I don't even know if nerd's the word. What about poser?
Pussies? Can we say pussies?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think they're people. I noticed this with the Proud Boys. They go, yes, but you guys condone violence. And I said, well, yeah, we condone violence if we're getting attacked. I mean, what do you want us to do? Sit there and allow these Antifa lunatics to pepper spray us and not fight back? We just had that Australian Alex Jones get attacked by Antifa, and he beat them all up. And I think the left goes, well, why are you being violent? And you go, because they drew first blood. I don't pick fights, but I finish them. And I think that's totally foreign to a lot of the media class because they're wimps.
Absolutely. I'm going to skip this break so we have more time with Gavin McGinnis to go to your phone calls and play clips. This is a very important clip. This is, again, where we have Comey coming out and admitting that the New York Times got it wrong in the main about the Russia story. So he's leaking directly to them and the Washington Post, but saying then they got it wrong. Here it is.
I remember you talked with us shortly after February 14th when the New York Times wrote an article that suggested that the Trump campaign was colluding with the Russians. You remember reading that article when it first came out?
I do. It was about allegedly extensive electronic surveillance.
Correct.
Communications. Yes.
And that upset you to the point where you actually went out and surveyed the intelligence community to see whether you were missing something in that. Is that correct?
That's correct. I want to be careful in open setting.
I'm not going to go any further than that.
Okay.
So thank you. In addition to that, after that, you sought out both Republican and Democrat senators to tell them that, hey, I don't know where this is coming from, but this is not the case. This is not factual. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Okay. So the American people can understand this, that report by the New York Times was not true. Is that a fair statement?
In the main, it was not true. And again, all of you know this, maybe the American people don't. The challenge, and I'm not picking on reporters, about writing stories about classified information is the people talking about it often don't really know what's going on, and those of us who actually know what's going on are not talking about it. And we don't call the press to say, hey, you got that thing wrong about this sensitive topic. We just have to leave it there. I mentioned to the chairman the nonsense around what influenced me to make the July 5th statement. Nonsense, but I can't go explaining how it's nonsense.
No, you just put out memos and leak stuff against the president and then know full well they're going to twist it and lie about it and then claim, oh, sorry, jeepers creepers, Gavin McGinnis.
It's strange that he's sitting there saying, I can't talk to the press, right after he admitted that he's the leak. It's a cognitive dissonance going on there that I don't think he realizes how badly he's incriminated himself. Is he at this hearing?
That's a good way to put it. He's hung himself. Was he at the hearing? He's just flip-flopping, incriminating, perjuring because he's been all these different hearings. I mean, he is lying. We don't know about what, but he's 180-ing. In fact, since you mentioned it, a lot of people probably just tuned in. They're like, oh, I've heard of Alex Jones before because we're on over 200 stations around the country. That's the guy that's fake news. You know, he says that the Trump was going to win the election and that the polls were fake. And, of course, oh, he was proven right. But just in case they just tuned in, because the mainstream media probably won't tell him this, at least until we force him to. Oh, guess what? He said today that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, let's just play the clip.
The president tweeted on Friday after I got fired that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night because it didn't dawn on me originally that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape. And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel. And so I asked a close friend of mine to do it.
And was that Mr.
After the firing?
No.
Who was that?
A good friend of mine who's a professor at Columbia Law School.
Yeah. Who we now have the name of. I've got the article right here. It needs to be subpoenaed, obviously. We'll go back to gathering your calls in a moment, but just think about this. Trump comes out and says, I did not ask him to stop the investigation, but I have said it's a bunch of bull and that Flynn's a good guy. Like I've said in press conferences, he should be left alone. But that's my opinion. I didn't order him to. And, of course, then he goes, oh, I need corroboration because of what Trump was saying. He runs out, puts out the memo so they can then lie about it and then plays dumb when it's an illegal leak. Gavin, why is he so confident? I mean, like I said, is he at the same hearing that we're watching?
It's bizarre. And I think CNN has realized it. I mean, CNN had a big ticking clock on their desk at a show yesterday. And once they realized that he's not going to be the smoking gun they thought he would, they removed the clock from the desk because they're cutting their losses right now. They're throwing the dead weight off of the airplane to go a little farther on this tangent. But Comey is just going for broke. And I think him and a lot of liberals don't understand that you put all your eggs in this basket and there's a hole in the basket and all your eggs just smashed. And this has happened time and time again, and they just don't wake up. I mean, I'm in New York City. I talk to people every day who are convinced that and they're very disgusting about it, too. I won't get into the details, but the way they talk about Trump and Putin makes hentai porn look friendly. And you go, what's the evidence here? What's going on? And if it was Obama's administration or the Clinton administration, they would have just made it go away. They would have canceled the investigation. That would have been the end of that. And we've become numb to corruption. So when someone allows an investigation to continue and says, I hope you'd stop, but don't, we don't have a file in our brain for it because we're not used to this kind of transparency.
And let's expand. They thought then they would claim he's corrupt because he's not. But now they're engaged in corruption trying to get him, so they're being hoisted on their own petard, as they say. I want to go to some phone calls right now with Gavin McGinnis in the closing minutes. We've got him. He's got to go. He's got his own show, too. About 2-5 more minutes the next hour to get a few more in. But, again, we're not like the globalist left. We don't just say this was a train wreck to say it. I mean, this was a spectacular Death Star blowing up moment. These 2.5 hours, we're going over more clips. This is the most incredible stuff I've ever seen, Gavin.
Well, I feel like it's sort of like the left, they keep digging their own grave. There was a lesbian bookstore in Canada that said, we need laws against pornography. It's sexist. It's disgusting. It's horrible. And they changed the laws in Canada. The next thing you know, this lesbian bookstore can't import any of their content because they screwed themselves with their own parameters. And the left does this to themselves again and again. They're their own worst enemy. They demand transparency. They demand meritocracy.
Well, look how the Islamists keep bombing gay nightclubs and, you know, teeny bopper deals. And I say, why is the left bringing people in that kill them? And then the media says, I say the girls deserve to die. No, I said, why'd their parents bring in the Muslims that killed them? I didn't kill the girls. Megyn Kelly asked me that. Like, I killed the girls, you know, up there at the Manchester deal. Let's go to a phone call. Will, Jason, Stephen, Cole, Chris, and others. Then we got Roger Stone popping in with breaking news and more. Who's up first here? Let's go ahead and go to Will in Florida. Will, you're on the air with Gavin McGinnis.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Pretty interesting discussion you guys got going. I got a question for Gavin, and it basically has to do with Trump. First, just to say really quickly, the Comey thing, I know that's going to be the talk of the town. I'm glad it came out how it did. But, Gavin, would you be interested in, like, meeting up at the White House with a bunch of like-minded people? Because I remember when Ron Paul was on, I was just thinking, why Ron Paul doesn't deserve to get in the White House? Why Ron Paul doesn't deserve to be in the Oval Office? And instead of being, like, a bad Bilderberg, it would be, like, a good Bilderberg. Would you be interested in going to that?
Absolutely. What about you, Gavin?
Of course. I'm kind of pissed off. I've never met him. I feel ripped off. Everyone thinks that Trump sends us secret paychecks and all that stuff. If I have to deal with the stigma of that lie, I should get at least one beer with the guy. I feel I've been gypped.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. The president's so busy and fighting and winning so good that even though I'm going to give the press something here. I've been invited and could have gone and met with the president. I'm like, sir, you're too busy. You don't worry about that. And this is our battle for all of us. This is defeating the globalists for our children. It isn't about being celebrities and hanging out with Trump. But I get your point, Gavin. I mean, obviously, it'd be great. But we're winning the culture war. We're getting our taxes cut, hopefully. We're securing our borders. We're bringing back sovereignty. We're standing up for political correctness. That's the win. That's what it's all about. Gavin, I know you probably got to go, but do 5 more with us. Give us your take on that and a few more calls straight ahead. Thank you, Will. Great questions. Stay with us. I am fired up. Comey just blew up. Comey just melted like the Wicked Witch. He just hung himself. He just disintegrated. He just wrote down the bomb. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I...